This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. I'm in quite an appropriate place, I think, for the time of year. I'm in, or just outside Fetlabær, which is the town across the water from Eylstadr in East Iceland. I'm at the reindeer park, where some very friendly reindeer, three I've seen so far, are here enjoying life. I'm with Anna and Björn, and we're going to hear about these animals. What are the names of the three reindeer here?
We actually have four of them.
There are four? Okay. Yeah. I can see three. Where's the other one hiding?
A little bit higher, okay. Because they are separated because of the mating season. So, yeah. But first two are our boys. His name is Garpur, mm-hmm. and the other one is Mushi. And then we have one lady named Hrintis, and this one is called Solhirtna.
Okay. Now, you're the reindeer dad, aren't you? You raised two of the reindeer. Which ones did you raise?
There's a lady, the Hrintis. He came 3 days old to me. Garpur, maybe 3 days. Mosi, maybe 10 days.
Okay.
And Solhirtna, 5 months.
So they knew you straight away.
Yeah.
Is that why they're so friendly to humans?
Yeah.
Because they know humans. And they really are friendly, aren't they?
Yeah. During the year, they're friendly, except for this time, they're not really, because they try to fight.
Okay. With each other?
Yeah, but also they want to attack us because we are like enemies for them during fighting season.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, otherwise they're really, really friendly. They have really good temper, just like dogs. So usually we can easily pet them. But still, they are wild animals, so they can be scared of you if they don't know you. But they are really nice.
But they have lots of visitors here. Lots of people come to see them.
Yes. Yeah. Last year, they come 12,500.
Wow.
It's more now.
Okay. So they see lots of people and they get used to that.
Yeah.
We're having our conversation in November, so the Christmas season, as we talk, is getting closer.
Yeah, usually it's a little bit busier than in the other part of the winter.
They have lots of space here to run around.
Yes, they have now 3.5 hectares, or I are building more. They take more land, maybe 2 hectares more.
Okay. Now, they don't all have antlers. This one here has no antlers.
Yeah, we cut antlers from our boys just a month ago because for the safety of them and us. But yeah, otherwise in nature they also lose them just in November, so like around this time. So boys are without antlers for the whole winter time. And as you can see, girls still have them on. It's like normal thing, but they also lose them just a little bit later, probably around May or June, around the time when they give birth usually.
Okay.
So yeah, they have new pair of antlers every year.
I've seen a video of deer shaking the antlers off. It looks like it's quite sore for the animal, but it's not, is it? They don't feel any pain when they lose their antlers.
It's just like cutting nails for us.
Okay.
Like when they're fully grown, they can't feel pain, but before that, when they are still growing, they have a lot of nerves and blood inside because they have to grow really, really quick, like up to 3 centimeters per day, which is really quick. They at that time, they can feel a lot of pain, and because of that, they are really careful how they handle the antlers.
Will you have more reindeer here?
Yes, I will have more. I have land, and I can have more, maybe 10, 20,
okay.
Max.
During mating time, we separated boys because males are aggressive. but during like summertime and all year round. They are separated by gender, so males are together and females with babies are together, just like in nature.
Yes.
So it's normal thing to live in groups.
It's about 5 degrees today. It's quite cold. It's quite damp. Is this the sort of weather that they like?
Yeah, they don't care about weather at all, you know.
Even when it's really hot, because the east of Iceland can get very sunny and warm.
Yeah, that's the only problem. We have problems just during summer because 15 degrees or 20 is really, really hot for them.
Yeah.
They are made more for like minus 40, so it's... For summertime, it's really hot for them. So in nature, they just move upper to the mountains because they want to cool themselves down. Mm-hmm. But here, we can cool them down with water if it's needed.
And when people come here, can they touch the reindeer? Can they pet them? Is that allowed?
Yes, they can. Summertime, they're very good. And now it's reindeer here, very good.
Well, I'm going to do that, I think.
Yeah.
Can you feed them as well? Is that allowed?
You can try. You will see, because during mating season, males actually don't eat at all.
Okay.
Because they have practically just 2 brain cells, like for fighting and for females, and they don't think about anything else, so they are not eating.
Right. So they won't bite my hand then?
No, they can bite you at
they
all.
Can.
No,
okay.
They have just bottom line of teeth, so it's totally like safe to pet them on the nose.
Okay, should we try that then?
go to this one.
All right, so we're going to go into the main area here. We're standing beside a fence just now where the reindeer are watching us and running around and enjoying life here in Fetlabaya. So let's head through into their area. And they don't run away, they don't fear us. Now here is one reindeer eating something. Who is this again?
This is Rindis.
Yeah. So you can try to pet her probably more on the back because she is eating.
I don't want to interrupt her while she's eating a lot of hay here, isn't she? Yeah, I'll wait till she's finished her meal maybe.
Oh, they are eating all day long, so
okay.
Just like,
all right.
Try.
Hello, Rindis. Well, she's looking around at me and she is, she's quite happy for me to stroke her in the back there, still eating away. She's hungry.
Yeah, they are really slow eaters, so their main thing for the whole day is just to eat up everything. Because especially for females, they want to be healthy for babies. So like they're just eating all day long.
Are children happy to see the reindeer when they come here?
Yes, they are.
The problem with her is that when she was really little, when we got her, she was living with owner like on his garden in a town. So then every day after the work, they took a walk through the town and children from neighborhood came along and play with her. So she's really used to play with us. But the problem now is that she is a little bit bigger, like twice of a size then. And she will also grow for another 2 or 3 years. So probably that won't be...
Right. Like, so she doesn't know how big she is.
Yeah. So she wants to play with us. And that means that she wants to kick us and fight us with antlers.
Yes.
But yeah, she's growing.
They are big creatures. How big is Rindis? About 2 meters from end to end? Or?
He grow up 3 years more.
Uh-huh.
Maybe this high.
So higher, taller than she is just
not
now?
Not so much.
Yeah,
she's just 1.5 years old now, so she has to grow for quite some time. But yeah, like the boys, Garpur, if you can see him.
She's still eating, by the way, constantly.
He's probably in his like full size. Maybe he will grow some centimeters more. But
this is Garpur here?
Yeah.
Without the antlers.
Yeah.
He's moving a lot. He's been running up and down and watching us quite carefully.
He's excited about females.
Okay.
So.
He's not annoyed that we're here. He's not angry that we're here.
No.
I'm going to go up and see if he's going to pay me any attention, but he's got his mind on females. That's the only thing he cares about. Garpur, hello? Here you go. Yeah, he didn't mind that. That's fine.
Yeah, that's the only sound that they are making now.
Well, he's making that one a lot, isn't he?
Yeah, just for now, probably Hrindis is ready for the baby, so he wants to mate.
When will that happen then? When is the season?
The season is right now, like around October and November. And yeah, probably Solhjertna is already pregnant, we think that. But Hrindis is with Garpur just for the night, otherwise she's staying separated here. So yeah, we don't know what exactly is happening between them two.
This is open all year round, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's open all year long.
11 till 5, I think, are the
openings. Yeah, 11 till 5, every day of the year.
Every day? So even Christmas Day?
No, no, that's not, but yeah.
For, almost every
for
day.
For the holidays, not, but yeah, otherwise you can come every day.
Well, 12,500 people visiting last year and even more. And here in Eylstadr, here in the east of Iceland, there are more tourists coming and visiting all the time, aren't there? Thank you so much for taking the time to show me the animals today. And thank you to the four reindeer as well. The reindeer park here, as you heard, is open all year round from 11 o'clock in the morning. And it has, if I wasn't already in the Christmas mood, I really am now.
Yeah, thank you for coming, and you're welcome to come and visit us.
Thank you both. I'll put a link to the website up on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and his name's Karpa, and you can get in touch anytime. The email address is english@ruv.is.
There's more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.